Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the ongoing crackdown of human rights activists and opposition politicians. But first, in a U.S. election season that has been filled with unexpected twists and turns, social media users have responded in kind with coconuts and cat ladies. VOA's Tina Trin explains.
What do coconuts, childless cat ladies, and English pop star Charlie XCX have in common? They're all part of the online conversation when it comes to the U.S. presidential election. With just over 3 months until Election Day, voters are encountering social media feeds filled with memes and rhetorical mudslinging.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance's past comment on Democratic lawmakers has gone viral, with plenty of cat-filled memes and videos rebuking it. Everyone from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Hollywood actress Jennifer Aniston has criticized Vance, who says the comment was taken out of context and that Democratic policies are anti-family. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is playing on a speech from last year to provide context in its own tongue-in-cheek way, quoting advice from her mother.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Originally posted in mockery by the Republican National Committee, the quote has since been repurposed by Harris supporters into memes and coconut emojis on social media. Harris's recent entry into the race has generated considerable buzz online, including an endorsement from pop star Charlie XCX, who declared on X that Kamala is brat, the name of her latest album and a reference to the metaphorical it girl of the moment. In response, the Harris campaign adopted the album's lime green color and lowercase font for its profile page on X, while content creators remixed the pop artist's songs with Harris's coconut tree reference. In an election season that's been full of surprises, social media users are keeping pace. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Zimbabwe pro-democracy activists that include the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Robson Chere, human rights activist Ms. Namatai Kwekweza, Councillor Samuel Gwenzi, and artist Vusumuzi Moyo appeared in court and were remanded in custody to Monday for their bail application hearing. The accused claimed that they were tortured before they were handed over to the police. One of their lawyers, Charles Kwaramba, speaks.
The accused persons, the four of them, were brought to court this morning. They are accused of disorderly conduct that is alleged to have happened on the 27th of June. You remember the date when Timba and others were brought to court. There were a couple of people who were outside demanding the release of Timba and others. So they are accused of having been there. So they were brought to court today. So the proceedings were delayed because we were insisting that they issues that the state must clarify first before these accused persons are even entertained by the court. Our view was that they shouldn't even be appearing before the court, given the manner of their arrest and detention. So we then got into court around 2:30. We dealt with the issues of the complaints against the state. As you remember, these people were dragged out of a plane that was about to take off. They were taken into rooms where they were interrogated at length. They tell us that various threats were made to them. Some of them were physically assaulted. So those were the complaints that we were placing before the court. And so after that, we intended to make an application for their bail so that they are released. They immediately enjoy their liberty. The state said, no, we are not ready to do that today. They applied for a postponement of the matter to Monday. We resisted the application on the basis that the bail matter is an urgent matter. The liberty of accused persons must take precedence. But at the end of the day, the court ruled that the matter be deferred to Monday. So we will be coming back to court on Monday at 11.
How bad is one of the clients, Robson Chep?
Well, from our own visual assessment, it is really bad. We requested in court that he be allowed attention by medical practitioners, both of the state and his own private medical doctors, at the convenience of the state. But the state resisted and said, no, we have sufficient facilities as the prisons. He will be treated in prison, and the court made the order that he be treated in prison. Though we feel it's inadequate, but that is what is prevailing at the moment.
That was the defense lawyer Charles Kwaramba speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Yesterday, Home Affairs Minister Kazembe Kazembe issued again another warning to those who might want to protest before and during the SADC summit.
Fellow Zimbabweans, we note with serious concern that relentless efforts by some misguided political activists who are trying hard to foment unrest and disturb the smooth hosting of the summit. Allow me to sound a candid and stern warning to those bent on disturbing our peace and tranquility. Let me categorically disabuse those nursing a misguided perception that the presence of the international community in the country during the summit presents them an opportunity to inflict reputational damage on the country without consequence. The security cluster is aware of the secret meetings being held locally and outside the country by those seeking to unleash civil disobedience. We already know the personalities and the institutions that they front. We are also aware of those giving them logistical and financial support. We have also established their modus operandi, which includes hiring taxis to ferry demonstrators. This government has a constitutional mandate from the people of this country to govern. The people democratically spoke boldly in August 2023. We will not be apologetic to exercise that mandate given the will of the people, given to the people through universally acknowledged processes.
That was Home Affairs Minister Kazembe Kazembe speaking to journalists in Harare yesterday. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the intensifying arrests of human rights activists and opposition members. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights reports that the leader of Transform Zimbabwe, Mr. Jacob Ngari Vume, has been arrested in Harare. Also arrested today are Zimbabwe National Students Union President, Mr. Emmanuel Sitima, Bishop Kevin Nyamakanga, and 11 Mutare residents. Bulawayo Ward 22 Councillor Bruce Melimoyo was arrested this Thursday. United States and British embassies in Zimbabwe, United Nations, Amnesty International, European Union, and other international bodies have condemned these arrests. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by ZANU-PF member Mr. Masimba Mavaza. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mavaza.
Welcome, Mr. Ncube. Welcome, Zimbabwe, and welcome everyone wherever you are.
We are also joined by a CCC member and director of the SADC Citizens Democracy Society, Mr. Trust Ndlovu. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ndlovu.
Welcome to the show to all your listeners, all Zimbabwean, all the citizens in the region and all over the world. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. We'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. What are your thoughts on these latest developments happening in Zimbabwe, where we see almost 20 people being arrested in one day?
What is happening is disheartening. It's something that confirms that Mr. Mnangagwa will do everything at all costs just to get legitimacy, just to justify his illegitimacy to be legitimacy. All he's fighting for, all that he's doing, arresting people, and denying people, taking the rights of people away, our constitutional rights. You know, the people have the right to assembly, have a right of association, have the right to freedom of speech. But in Zimbabwe right now, you can see the state has declared war to its own citizens in the pretext that they want to preserve peace. What peace are they talking about when they are creating violence, when they are indirectly creating conflict, when they are creating chaos and tensions, when they are arresting people willy-nilly, arbitrarily, all over? You have just named the people being arrested. No one is safe. Christians, religious people, labor people, general people, and all citizens. Everyone that speaks his or her mind, you know, the right to demonstrate is enshrined in our Constitution, Section 59. Everyone knows that. But we see a state represented by Mr. Mnangagwa, who is trying to justify his illegitimacy, who is trying to tell the lie to the whole world and the region that he was properly elected and that the state institutions, which include ZEC, had done a proper job. While we know that the SADC-CM report that speaks to the opposite, we are very much contend with the innocent lives of people who are bundled in old prisons, old overcrowded prisons. You tell me what was the purpose, what is really could make the state keep people, 79 people, in those dungeons, accusing them for having gathered on the 16th of June, on a day which they were meant to celebrate a well-known day for youth in Africa, in SADC. You tell me, why should you harass people like the religious people? You tell me, why should you harass people who are gathered in Wanke, I mean in Kariba?
Thank you.
Who are demonstrating?
Thank you, Mr.
I see.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Okay. We will come back to you. For now, let's go to Mr. Mavaza. And Mr. Mavaza, you heard Mr. Ndlovu talking there. And what's your take on these developments that are happening now, where we are seeing a number of people being arrested, some from the opposition, from human rights organization? We also saw a pastor being arrested today and a student activist as well.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. What we must look at the moment is Zimbabwe is going through a process where we are welcoming 11 heads of state and of their ministers, high government officials from SADC. And we have got a duty as a country to make sure that we are inviting our guests to a peaceful and a peace-loving community. If there are any issues against Zimbabwe, against President Mnangagwa, the opposition is allowed to demonstrate, but not during this period. So the arrests we are seeing here are preemptive to protect both the arrested and protect the peace. And again, the arrests themselves, they are in the best interest of those arrested, because it's not only them who want to do show off. We have got people who are sympathetic to the government. We've got people who are sympathetic to SADC. We've got people who want to see SADC summit going on flawlessly without a problem. If they can see these misguided demonstrations coming up and down, they are tempted to go and demonstrate against these people again. And that will cause war, that will cause stone throwing, that will cause property destruction in the towns. So these arrests are not any indication of dictatorship. It is actually an indication of a peace-loving nation where people are being arrested because they have broken the law. Nobody has been arrested for nothing. Those who were picked up from the airport yesterday, it was because we have enough evidence that they are planning to destabilize the oncoming summit. And they are going to do that outside the country. And those who are arrested within, like Jacob Ngarivume, you can remember last month, he actually saw that he is going to demonstrate and disrupt study. If you have got any query, if you have got any problem, you do not show it when we have visitors. We have all the ways. They can make an application to court. They can come and demonstrate after SADC. Why waiting for SADC? Why starting these demonstrations now? There are people who are actually purposed to tarnish the image of their country. There are people who have no reason to demonstrate, but they are just demonstrating so that the country can be looked at as a bad country, as an anti-peace, anti-democratic, and so many. But we can say, as we look into this aspect, there is nothing wrong in this arrest. Mr. Ngobe, you can look at the situation where in America, people are preemptively arrested if they are suspected to cause havoc, to disturb peace, and they'll be arrested before even they demonstrate. Even if they are demonstrating, most of the leaders of these demonstrations will be under serious surveillance. We have the same thing.
Vama vaza regaindi mboku bata mbichana pane apindawo ari parunare munogona kubata mozo kuenderera mberi tambonzo ari parunare allo mapindawo parunare mapinda muchirongwa allo
magadiko
tinofara magadiko tirutaura nani
mutaura nyano ndidzi makaza
tinotenda vamakaza mapindawo muchirongwa munogona kusirawo vakaterera pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay,
tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa nyaya ino tinotenda nekuti mataurawo zvekare pfungwa dzenyu. Vama vaza munogona kuenderera mberi muchipedzisa zvamava muchiri kutsanangura.
If you look in each and every country which is considered as a modern democracy, they do arrest people in order to preserve and protect peace. We are in an international or a regional summit program. And this program is the best that we are coming to Zimbabwe. They are entrusting their safety in the hands of Zimbabwe. And we should start now to make sure that their way is clear and they are protected. So these arrests, there's nothing wrong with them. And we actually advise Zimbabweans, wherever you are, desist from these unsanctioned demonstrations. If you have got a query with the president or with the party, do it after this summit, because this summit is very important to us, very important to Zimbabwe, very important to the region, and we must be seen as people who respect and who look after the best interests of their neighbor. And you are my neighbor, so we should not be demonstrating on the streets for now. We should sit at home, be careful, and until the summit is over, you can go and demonstrate as much as you want.
Tinotenda vama vaza baba Ndlovu liyamuzwa laphana uyakhuluma laphana ubaba uMavaza likuzwa njani ukuthi lokhu libona njani lalolu daba libona sengathi kuyinto engamukeleka na ukuthi kube kuthiwa hayi abantu babotshelwa lokhu kade kuchaza
hayi uba uMavaza laye upho ngikhuluma nje ngoba ufuna ukugcwalisa nje abantu uhulumeni lo laphila khona njengomuntu vele ophila ngathini kodwa iqiniso ukuthi engifuna ukukhumbuza uba uMavaza ukuthi iAfrican Charter on Human People's Rights Article 10 says every individual shall have the right to free association provided that he abides by the law, you know. And if you go to Article 11, ikhuluma njalo nje ukuthi umuntu abantu banelungelo lokuthi bakwazi ukuhlangana babhikishe bachengisele ukuthi abajabulile neze nako konke okwenzakalayo esikuzwayo ihlazo lelizwe lakithi ukuzwa iphathimandla noma abantu abamele iqhezela ibusayo bakhuluma kanje ngoba phela kungikhulilungelo asikho isikhathi esingathi thina amalungelo kumele athathwe noma aniswe ezweni ngoba manje sekufike ivakathi ezifana nalezi ama-heads of state ikuyini abangakwazi nokubhikisha nokutshengisela abezayo akekho othi kuthiwa bazotshengisela ngodlame bazotshengisela nge-violence akukaze kusho abantu baseZimbabwe are very peaceful loving people and lokhu akushoyo uzama nje ukuthola izizathu ezingabambeki ukuthi bagxeke abantu ukuthi bavote abantu ukuthi bafake abantu emajele le nto ayikhulumayo ngedemokrasi yase-America iyasixaka futhi nayo ngoba phela bahlala bathi wona hhayi thina sinedemokrasi yethu yase-Afrika ayivumelanga ifaniswe nangabantu base-America yini manje besifuna
Baba Ndlovu ngikeni limise kulomunye ongenile laphana ecingweni lizaqhubeka laphambili seqedile laye. Hallo maphi namuchirongwa?
Makadiyeni.
Tinofara makadi tiri kutaura onani vatibata vari kupi?
Muri kutaura na Lady Otamu ndiri kuBotswana.
Tinotenda nekuti mapindawo muchirongwa munogona kutipawo zvamuri kufunga nenyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo iyi yekusungwa kwevanhu muzimbabwe
nyaya iyi yekusungwa kwevanhu muzimbabwe inorwadza zvisingatomboiti nekuti mukaona vanhu vachingonzi any munhu angonzi afamba mustreet nekuda kwekuti mutungamiriri weopposition anofanira kusungwa aizvakutokashamadza kunoita kuti kana ivo vachitinyika ine democracy kovanosungirei vanhu kongavangotaura kuti ZANU-PF ndo yega yakutongotenderwa kunzi irambe iri papower nekuti so isusu semacitizen tinge takatarisira kuti nezviri kuitika munyika mune corruption mune zvakawanda zviri kuitika kubuwa kwemari kunonzi kwasungwa vanhu but munhu wacho asungwa ka munhu anenge ane kamhosva kasina nebasa aita zvematongero enyika but vanhu vari kuba mari hakuna kana one wandakatomhonza chinzi aenda kujeri nekuda kwemari vanhu vari kumuvaka mazimashoni vachitora mari mugavenmendi vachida mari but kungonza kuti munhu angonzi mupolitician ari kusunga zvirevatidza kuti vamunangago vari kuprotekta mbavha vari kuprotekta mbavha vachichengetedza chigaro chavo ndozvava havatoda kutonga zimbabwe asi kuti vari kuda kumora zimbabwe nekuti kana ivo vachiti vari kusunga vanhu vese vari kuita zvepolitics kureva kuti ivo havasina kubva pachigaro saka zimbabwe ngavangota kuti muzimbabwe hamuna dhemokirasi nekuti inini pandiri panapa ndikaita mupolitician vobva vandisunga zvinobatsirei izvi zvamwe takatupidza nyika dzedu nekuda kwenyaya dzepolitics idzodzo kuti wadirei pati yauri kuda vada kuti uende kuZANU-PF kuZANU-PF kwacho hatisi kukuda because vari kuba dzingori mbavha dzese vauraya nyika izvozvizvi Zimbabwe nyika ine zvinhu zvayo, but mari dzese dzavari kungotora, and izvozvi mukatadza na weakness vayo. Pari kunzi weakness vayo ari kuwana mari chepo chepo, hapana. Akambodya mari yemagetsi ekugwanda, but hapana kana zvaakatomboitirana nhasi anotofamba napresident. Mbavha yakadaro zvo zvikona kuti munhu imbavha abira nyika, havasi kana kumusunga. But ngonzi kuti munhu angova mutungamiri weopen sense party vari kumusunga. Saka handina chandinoona kwatinoenda senyika. Iyo kunyanyanyanya sefabhiki yacho, fabhiki ina handioni. Fabhiki iripo kuti pakuprotekta iwowo vanozvipi maresolution part, kwete kuti imwe iripo pakumirira nyaya dzevanhu, iripo pakungomirira pachibandiko chavo chemarevolution kete, kwete kuti fabhiki inomirira vanhu. Handioni kana musangano wacho zvaunotombobatsira. Vakanyatsa kutaura kuti maelection ekuzimbabwe haana kuitika zvakanaka. Zvavakataura ivo vega vesadhiki, hatina kana wefuadhi yatataona nanhasi.
Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma, uyezve nekupa pfungwa dzenyu. Zvinhu zvatinokoshesa zvikuru pfungwa dzinobva kuvatereri. Baba Ndlovu, lingaqhubekela phambili laphana ngamafitshane, lihle liphe lamazenu okugcina njengoba isikhathi sesingani sesigijimile laphana.
Ye ngibonge ke Nxuye. Nako ke bengisakhuluma indaba yaseAmerica. Kumanje nje nyaka nonyaka sibona nje kube nengqungquthela United Nations njalo kuNew York. La sibona khona akadikishi, la sibona khona akatshengiseli bavela kumazwe namazwe, la sibona khona abakhokheli bamazwe amaningi bahlangene lapho bavunyelwa asikaze sithi sibone thina abantu bathathelwa amalungelo. Khona la eZimbabwe akukho la e-constitution okushoyo ukuthi amalungelo abantu kumele akamise ngokuza izivakashi, kungena umuntu avela kwotho angakazikungavi nacala aliyenzile ngoba kucatshangelwa ukuthi uzoyenza i-violence. Konke lokho is a pretext esethiwe nje ngabantu abafuna ukuthi baveze into engekho. Lokho okunye engingakuthanda ukukusho nje lapho abafuna ukubonisa ukutshengisela ilizwe noma mhlawumbe izifiki abavakathi, ikuthi nje bafuna ukubatshela abantu basemzini ukuthi bona uma bafika bathi konke ku-right, kanti akukho right, akuvunyelwe abantu batshengisele ngendlela abathanda ngayo.
Siyabonga baba Ndlovu. Vamavaza, tiri kuona nguva dzaendapo, munogona kutipendurawo chirongwa chedu. Asi pane nyaya yataurwa yekuti zvinotendereka here kuti nekuti pane vaenzi vari kuya pamusha pombomiswa kana kusendeka padivi marights evana vemuzimbabwe here sezvanga zvichitsanangurira navaNdlovu?
Kana vaenzi vari kuya pamba zvatiutaura zvekuti tombomira kuita bongo zvozvo dzitsi vechidzoro, tombogara pasi totambira vaenzi. Kana vaenzi vachinge vaenda, totanga nenyaya dzedu. Iko kuti munhu atange kuita ruzha pauya vaenzi, haasira vaenzi, haasipitsira nyika yake, ari kuda kutouraya nyika yake. Uyezve ndaiva kuti vaNdlovu vambotaura kuti tinobvumidzwa pane freedom of association in accordance with the law. Pamademonstrations aya they are not following the law, vanofanira kunyora request kuti tida kudemonstrata. Kana vachinge vazivisa mapurisa, mapurisa anovarambidza kana kuvabvumidza, asi vari kuenderera mberi vasina kubvumidza. Tandingangokumbira kuvana vezimbabwe pese kwatiri, mazuva akutopera, ngatimirire vaenzi vauye vaende. Kana tine zvichemo zvedu zvenyinyito zvedu, tozochema vaenzi vedu vadzokera, nekuti pari zvino tiri kungoita bongozozo, riri kuuraya nyika yedu, riri kuuraya ikonomi yedu, riri kuuraya isusu vana vezimbabwe. Hurumende, hakuna hurumende inofarira kuuraya vanhu vayo, hakuna hurumende yakavenga vanhu vayo. Uyezve chatinoda kuti tizive ndechekuti ZANU-PF ibato rakaisvonaka, ibato risina violence, ibato risingade kurova vana varo, ibato rinoumba ende rinounganidza vanhu. Saka kubva nhasi ngatitarisei kuti ngatimire aende tozoita hedu zviratidzo zvedu ebongozozo.
Tinotenda vama vaza nekupinda muchirongwa, uyezve tichitenda vaNdlovu nekuti mapinda muchirongwa chanhasi. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kangu.